On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man has been seriously hurt after falling down a cliff in Durban North. IPSS Medical Rescue's Teresa van der Berg says the incident happened this afternoon in Umgeni.
Thursday, 23 January 2025. On Thursday afternoon, IPSS Medical Rescue responded to a tourist attraction in Umgeni after an employee fell approximately 40 meters down a cliff. Miraculously, the man survived and managed to walk to safety. The patient sustained serious head injuries.
It's understood that tree branches broke the man's fall. Illegal mining is an attack on the economy. That's what Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe said as he commented on the recent incident at Stilfontein in the northwest, where 78 illegal miners died. He says the department stands behind government's stance on illegal mining and supports the police's Operation Vala Mgodi. Gwede released the health and safety stats in the mining industry for 2024 today, saying 42 people died in mining industry-related incidents last year.
There can be no two ways about it. It is criminals attacking the economy. Precious metals illicit trade is estimated in 2024 to about 60 billion. That 60 billion is a leakage on the value of the economy of the country. It's a serious criminal activity. And it is quite important, therefore, that we focus on this matter and we actually ultimately break these syndicates that steal gold. It doesn't end up underground. So we support Vala Mgodi as a program of the police.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the expropriation bill into law. The legislation underwent 5 years of public consultation. The presidency's Vincent Magwenya says according to the act, authorities must negotiate with property owners and use mediation or courts to resolve disputes. He says the law aims to promote inclusivity and equitable access to resources.
In terms of this law, an expropriating authority may not expropriate property arbitrarily or for a purpose other than a public purpose or in the public interest.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Elon Musk is being falsely smeared in a row over a gesture he made at Donald Trump's inauguration. Some believe that it was a Nazi salute. Benjamin Netanyahu says Elon is a great friend of Israel. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 32. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.